But we pull out of ring nobody ever again.
I'm sure if Simon Mitchell, who is about to join us, knows that, you know, one of the Ryan Brockhoff starts talking about, oh, gee, you know, the Adelaide 36 is a great place. Just such a fantastic history.
Well,
he's sitting there going, well, hang on a sec, aren't you playing for us?
Well, let's find out what he thinks about that, the coach of South East Melbourne Phoenix, who joins us on the line after the Blitz has finished in the NBL. Simon, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Interesting conversation.
What would you do, Simon, as the coach of the Phoenix, if Ryan Brockhoff, who signed this was the thing in the NBL, that next year he's going to play with the Adelaide 36ers, and he's started talking as glowing about the 36ers as Cheese did about the Roosters then, while still playing for your team. How would you handle that?
I think the first thing, we've got to put a little reality into it. No one's leaving Melbourne to go to Adelaide.
No, it's a hypothetical, Simon.
Yeah, from a hypothetical standpoint, I think it'd be pretty difficult to deal with. I mean, we spend so much time in sport talking about culture and talking about you know, the importance of team and your teammates and caring for each other. When you've got someone with their eye on another party, make things pretty difficult. I guess that's the modern world of rugby. I mean, there's a little bit of it in AFL too, I guess, to an extent. And in basketball, it may be a little bit different because guys, well, a lot of players actually play for multiple teams during the course of a year. They'll spend a bit of time playing in Australia, and then they may have a gig overseas afterwards. So there may be a little bit of that. But at the end of the day, I guess most of the players are extremely professional. And they're competitors, as you guys know. You know, you're a competitor, you cross that white line, you're ready to go and you fight for your teammates. But I hope we don't get to that point, because it probably could create a few issues.
I reckon you might be right. It's an unusual setting, those boys in the NRL. They do things a bit differently. Your boys did a good job yesterday. The last game of the preseason blitz in the NBL, it was a showdown against crosstown rivals Melbourne United. And Ryan Brockhoff, the man we're talking about, got hot late to get you over the line. Are you happy with how things are progressing?
Yeah. We've had a preseason that's obviously had its difficulties, as everybody has with COVID and the situation we find ourselves in Melbourne at the moment. But, you know, as far as performance, I thought we were pretty solid across the four games. I was a little disappointed with the way we went against Sydney in the first game, but the other three games, and two of which we lost, I thought there was some really good signs there for us getting ready. It'd just be nice. You know, we just need to get our whole squad on the floor at the one time. We've been a little bit hampered with lineups, but yeah, trainings have started to improve in that regard, and yeah, we're really looking forward to the season proper.
Your recruits, are you seeing what you thought you might be seeing from them so far?
Yeah, a little bit more, actually.
Oh, good.
You know, Joe Chi has been amazing. And, you know, he's got some tricks in the kit bag that he hasn't pulled out in the games. He's just got to make some adjustments to the referees, and I think they probably need to make adjustments to him as well, just with his size and length and what he can actually do physically. I think he gets some blocked shots that get called fouls, because they just, like, well, we haven't seen a bloke block a shot from that angle or from that distance. And it's kind of like, well, something wrong must have happened, because, you know, he got there, but he's actually... he's amazing, tremendously skilled. You know, there's a language barrier there, but the bloke's absolutely adoring. And he's got a great sense of humour, and he's really fitting well at the club. So, yeah, he's been fantastic. Xavier Mumford is still finding his way, but, you know, there's moments of practice where you're just like, okay, here we go. This guy can really, really go. And we've seen that in the games as well. So we're just trying to put it all together, and hopefully we have it all in place by round one.
I'm just fascinated, Simon, how you got him, because, you know, every time we do an interview on basketball, other teams want to talk about your Chinese recruit and he's an absolute superstar, and they're all really worried about him. How did you get him?
To be honest, there's an element of him just falling in our lap.
It's a big four.
We were looking for a centre. He's a centre. He wanted to play internationally, not in China. He's a real purist of the game. Whilst he would make a hell of a lot more money playing in the Chinese league, where he's a superstar and adored, and out here he's relatively unknown. And then the money's nowhere near as good, but he just wants to be a better basketball player, and he feels the NBL can make him a better basketballer.
What about the publicity and everything that you feel in China? A lot more eyes on you, so?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing, though. You know, obviously with that comes expectations and pressure and whatnot, but at the end of the day, we're a sport that's a niche sport. We want to grow it out of a niche and into a major sport. And the more eyes we can get on our product, the better. You know, and it just helps our league in so many different ways, and our club, obviously, but helps our league in so many different ways. Not just do we bring in an elite talent on the world stage, and, you know, millions and millions and millions of new sets of eyes on the league. But I think it helps guys who are already in the league as well. So all these people who are starting to take notice, they want to watch Joe Chi play, they see all these other guys and like, man, there's some talent down there. Now, our reputation's been built pretty steadily over the last 5 years, where the majority of basketball people around the world know all about the NBL and its strengths. But the general public in Australia and internationally still are lagging behind just a little, and I think this is going to be one of those building points where we can get more eyes on the game and it builds progressively. It'd be great.
Does Matty Dellavedova come in and just become that leader straight away? Just because he's, you talk about a pro with Joe before, but Matty Dellavedova is one of the great pros in Australian basketball. Does he just come in and take charge without trying to take charge, if you know what I mean?
But from a league standpoint, in regards to being an ambassador, a little bit, you know, Andrew Bogut, I guess, is they've got that international reputation, and NBA jewelry helps as well. But yeah, look, I think that's going to come. I mean, Deli, obviously, the name rings true for most people in Australia, especially basketball people, and that'll certainly create some interest for Melbourne United. Joe Chi's a bigger prospect in my mind.
Yeah.
From the standpoint of just those international eyes. But yeah, I mean, it's great to have Dally back in the league. Wonderful player. I think he's the sort of bloke that everyone relates to, in that he's not the purest athlete going around. And you watch him and he just looks like a scrap and a bloke who's doing everything he can to compete and be on the floor. And I think that's a real admirable trait that Australians really love.
I must admit, I'm excited about the whole, not that I wasn't last couple of years, but this year's edition of the NBL. I am looking forward to seeing how it all blends in together all across the league. And you mentioned Joe and Xavier in your team, and Deli, obviously, at United from a Melbourne perspective, Victorian basketball perspective. It is pretty exciting. You've got New Zealand coming up round one and two. Are you expecting a really tense and tight competition this year from what you've seen through the Blitz?
Oh, without doubt. You know, three of our games came down the last shot. And, you know, the Sydney game, which we won a little more comfortably, I think we blew them out by, 7 points. So it was, they've all been really close games. And you know, I think the teams in Melbourne were very evenly matched. The teams down in Hobart during that part, it was hard to get a gauging on some of those teams because there's a lot of players missing. So, be interesting to see how they perform early in the season. We don't get many of those teams until a little bit later. It's going to be a tremendously tough season. And one of the things that really separates the NBL from the rest of the basketball world is that we could be down to the last round and it still could be, you know, 7 of 10 teams vying for that last playoff position.
Yeah.
So it's a very unique league in that respect. I think we're going to see one of the closest seasons of all time this year.
Can't wait for it. Great to have a chat to you on the eve of it. New Zealand in rounds 1 and 2. Tickets available at Ticket Tech to see the Phoenix take on the Breakers this Saturday night at John Cain Arena. Check your local guides. Looking forward to seeing it all start. Simon, good luck to you and the boys.
Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Really appreciate your time.
Simon Mitchell with us, the coach of the Phoenix.